Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome. It is Verdict with Ben Ferguson and Senator Ted Cruz. Senator, we're sitting on a bus. This is weird. It's not your bus. That's where we've usually been. This is the bus with a name on the side of it, Herschel Walker, who is our guest with us today. You got 30 more days. They didn't tell you when you signed up for this you were going to get another 30 days, right?
They didn't tell me that, but I'm ready for it. I tell everyone I was built for this here, and not that I'm excited about it because I wanted to win outright, but if they want to fight 30 more days, I'm ready to go.
Senator, you've done a lot of bus time. You've been out here with Herschel. For so many people that don't know what makes him so dynamic, what was it that drew you to him as a candidate, drew you to come to Georgia, and immediately when we found out this was going to run off, you said, I'm going?
Well, look, we're sitting here right now. It is Thursday night, so the election was 2 days ago. We're on the ground here in Georgia outside Atlanta. We're getting ready to do a big rally here, and it's the beginning of overtime. And, you know, you're pissed off when you go to overtime, but you got one objective, which is win the damn thing. And we've got right now a sprint from now to December 6th. And I got to say, look, I've campaigned with Herschel on the ground in Georgia now multiple times. I think we're incredibly fortunate to have a candidate like Herschel. He is someone who has led an extraordinary life. He's someone who grew up with very little, but has the heart of a champion, has a fire to compete. And I'll tell you when that really was driven home to me. So when we started, I came out early. We did a rally before, and Herschel was just getting started. You can kind of tell this politics thing. He was sort of feeling around a lot. He had some good stories. Had a story about, you know, a bull that looks for some cows and ends up getting stuck with some other bulls. And it was pretty. It was good. It was funny. It was real. But it was interesting. Last time I was here, Herschel was very different. And it's interesting how a campaign changes someone. And what had changed is Warnock had punched him in the face, metaphorically speaking, because Warnock's not a fool and he wouldn't actually do it in reality.
Otherwise, this race would be over.
But it was interesting because I could say Herschel was pissed off and he was on fire on the stump. It was a very different, the competitiveness. Look, campaigns are not easy. They come at you hard. They drag you through the mud. They get nasty. I mean, this is ugly stuff, and this guy's a fighter, and we've got a fight right now where the stakes, the whole country, our eyes are on Georgia, and the stakes for every state, for Texas, for every other state, the stakes for the Senate depend on Georgia. Herschel, I think you're going to win this race, but it's going to take every person in Georgia rising up and saying, we're going to fight this fight, and it's going to take folks all over the country. If you care about whether Chuck Schumer is majority leader, go to TeamHerschel.com. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Go to TeamHerschel.com, and not just if Chuck Schumer, but if you care and not want Kamala Harris to have your vote to decide your life, you got to go to TeamHerschel.com because they want to try to buy the seat. And I can tell them they're not going to buy the seat because one thing about it is, when you take me into overtime, that means you're getting ready to get beat because I'm going to beat you in overtime. No one is going to outwork me, and I'm not going to just give this seat to Senator Warnock because he's proven that this seat do not belong to him the way he has voted. the seat blown to the great people of Georgia, but he's given it away to the Washington elite. He's given it away to the people from California or New York. Well, it's time for me to take this seat back.
I said this morning on my show, and I said, and I rarely ask people to give money to political campaigns, like, directly. And I said, Democrats are really good at raising money. And all of their email lists have been activated against you. They're raising money against you. If you are listening right now to Verdict, you need to give money, because if you woke up to go vote on Election Day, then you need to understand that you basically, there's another vote that's going to take place. And if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you believe in traditional values,
you need to check out Patriot Mobile. 99% of you have a cell phone. How would you like to know that you're actually fighting for the causes you believe in every time you make a phone call? That's what happens when you're with Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. Now, I've been telling you about them for years and been using them for years. Why? Because they take a portion of my bill every month, and they fund conservative causes in Canada to believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and that is why I recommend them. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans that can save you money. They can save you money on your personal bill, your family's bill, and even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers in the same networks that you're using right now. Plus, every time you pay your bill and every time you use your phone, you're supporting conservative values that you believe in with every call. You want to save even more? Go online to patriotmobile.com/verdict. patriotmobile.com/verdict, and you'll get free activation. You can also call them. Switching is easy, and many times you keep the same cell phone that's in your hand right now. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code VERDICT. You'll get free activation and other amazing deals. patriotmobile.com/verdict or 972-PATRIOT.
You need to get on your website, and I want you to say it again, because this is going to be a unbelievable amount of money raised by the left, and you got to counter that. And big donors and the Soros's of the world are going to be all in on this race to make sure that you lose. That's their goal, their agenda. We need to understand that. We're at war here, and people are going to have to give money to your campaign.
They're going to have to, and and that was one thing I said I don't want to do is raise money. You know, that's the most embarrassing thing, because you start calling people up, and your friends don't want to answer the phone anymore because you're always asking for money. But I say you got to ask for money, because they want to buy this seat. They have no policy. They can't talk about the policy. They want to talk about money. They want to talk about raising money. And I said, guys, right now they've proven what they've done to this country in less than 2 short years. Senator Warnock proven who he was. And in the debate, I saw that he was a one-trick pony. And what I mean by that is he's not going to change his direction. And I think everyone heard our president say yesterday, with everything falling down around him, I'm not going to change direction, which means he doesn't care about the people. Well, I do. And people ask me why I'm in it, and I'm in it because I care. I care about the crime. I care about this open border. I care about this economy. I care what they're doing to the greatest country in the world, is the United States of America, and I'm not going to let them do it to this country here.
There was something interesting that happened in the governor's race here, and I want to get your take on that, and that's the issue of crime, I think, was a big issue. And I think Stacey Abrams was somebody that obviously was very clear about defund the police and activist DAs and going against things that make for safe communities. I think that helped in that governor's race there. That's going to be an issue, I think, even more so this time around. And people need to understand where you stand on that issue. You are 100% backing police. You're 100% for law and order. And you're 100% for getting rid of things like cashless bail and activist DAs.
Well, you know, I have more sheriff that has endorsed me than anyone that was in the race. And one of the things about it, I'm always, always going to back our men and women in blue. I believe that we have to have checks and balances of what's going on in this country. And I always say in the great Garden of Adam and Eve, God told them they have total freedom, but they also were held to a responsibility. We got to have people, hold people to responsibility. And I'm running against a pastor who's a senator that believes in no cash bail, a senator, a pastor, that believes in having open prison and letting people out of prisons that's going to make us prisoners in our own home. And I said, I cannot let that happen. Right now, we are good people. There's no doubt you want to be show compassion, but you also want to hold people accountable. And you have put the morale down. He's put the recruitment down because he's called our men and women in blue thugs and bullies. How in the world can you have someone in office in Washington that do not believe in our men and women in blue? Well, I will always have their back. They've always had my back, and I'm always going to fight for them, and I'm going to fight as hard as I can right now to make sure that they get the respect that they deserve.
And let me say something on this. Look, in the Senate, the dynamic we've seen the last 2 years is everyone in the Senate has galloped to the left. There are no moderates left. But even so, Raphael Warnock is on the bleeding left wing of the Senate Democrats. He is a fellow traveler with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. He is a true believer. And without exaggeration, I don't think there's a state in the country where there's a greater disconnect between the senator representing it and the values of the people of Georgia. The people of Georgia are not socialists. When you have the sitting senator call police officers thugs and bullies, I mean, this is a lot of Democrats in Washington at least pretend they don't support defunding the police. Raphael Warnock is a true believer, except at one period of time. And I remember when I was back last here, you and I were sitting down for lunch at a barbecue place, and we were talking about how Democrats win when they effectively lie, and Republicans win when we effectively tell the truth, because people share our values, yes, particularly in Georgia. Raphael Warnock is literally running ads in Georgia bragging about a bill he passed with me.
Yes.
Now, let's be clear. He's not running, you know, go for the defund the police socialists. He's saying, I passed me a bill with Ted Cruz. Well, it is true. We did pass a bill, a freeway that goes from Texas all the way to Georgia. It was the Cruz-Warnock bill. We teamed up together. But it says something that's what he wants to tell the people of Georgia. He wants to pretend that he agrees with regular people. Well, I tell you what. He doesn't agree with regular people when he votes in favor of open borders. He doesn't agree with regular people when he votes in favor of confirming advocates for abolishing the police, which he did, and he was the deciding vote. He doesn't agree with regular people of Georgia when he votes in favor of George Soros DAs to let violent criminals go. And he doesn't agree with regular people when he votes over and over and over again for trillions in spending that is driving your prices up, your food up, your gasoline up. This guy is a radical. And it says something, you know, look, they're not attacking Herschel on what he believes. You know why? Because the people of Georgia agree with what you believe.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to the police, you support the cops. When it comes to the military, you support the military. When it comes to defending our constitutional rights, the Second Amendment, you support the Second Amendment. That's what Georgia believes. Warnock doesn't. And so to win this race, you've just got to tell people the truth, and for him to win this race, he's got to tell people lies and just go after and smear you, and sadly, that's what they're trying to do.
And I understood that when I got into this race, and I was prepared for it. I said I was prepared for it, so that's the reason I said I'm the right one for this job, because they prepared me for a moment like this. My Heavenly Father prepared me for it. It has happened to me when I was a little kid growing up, and I've done so many great things because of that. But right now, this is much, much bigger than Herschel Walker.
You mentioned your faith twice now, and I want people that maybe have not heard about your faith, for you to tell them a little bit about you as a person and your faith. I love the fact that you, as many people should admit, you make mistakes in life. You're a sinner. God forgives. You believe in the Lord. And I want people that maybe haven't heard that part of your story to hear it real quick.
Well, you know, I grew up in the church. Now I'm from a praying family. My mom is a minister. I have two sisters as ministers. I have two brother-in-laws as ministers. So I grew up in the church. And, you know, I grew up, as my mom said, I was overweight. I had a speech impediment. But because of the grace of God, you know, I got a chance to go to college. I got a chance to do a lot of great things. And I've been knocked down. I've gotten knocked down some tough, tough times. But because of my faith, God has always picked me back up. And he kept me going forward. But right now, at this moment here, God has put me in this time here because he prepared me for this moment, because he knew I can take it. because he knew that they were going to come after me like this. And he knew what they were going to try to do to our kids when they try to indoctrinate our kids with CRT, when they try to indoctrinate our kids by telling our kids if you're white, you're an oppressor, by telling our kids if you're black, you're a victim. And he knew that I would say, no, everyone can be victorious. And by telling our military, you can't serve God and the military at the same time. This is what our senator, a sitting senator, is doing. But yet, I visited over 400 bases telling our young men and women there in service that you are the greatest things that ever happened to this country. That's the reason we're this country. And it doesn't matter what they call me. They can call me any name they want to call me. I know who I am. I belong to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, so I don't worry about name calling. What I do worry about is what they're doing to my family. And Georgia people, no matter what the color of your skin, you're my family. I'm going to fight for you because I know right now, and I said it, we are going up against a Marxist. When you want to abolish the police, you want to abolish the court system, you want to abolish the family unit, that is a Marxist. That's what he continued to do. And he doesn't believe in redemption. He said it even during the resurrection. He said that you can get into heaven through good deeds. This is a sitting senator. It is a minister that's on the pulpit. And he does things that I said I disagree with. And this is what's so great about the United States of America. We can agree to disagree, but he don't even believe in that. He don't believe in you having your right to speak. You taking your First Amendment away, and then you want to take your religious freedom away. That's what a sitting senator want to do, and it's not going to happen on my watch.
Well, and let me tell you something, Ben, that I really admire about Herschel. You're talking about his faith and also his love for the country. Listen, Herschel is one of the most famous athletes to have ever lived. I mean, it is, and he's real famous. This is a point to understand. I sort of joke there's political famous that is fake famous. And there are all sorts of politicians that there's an old line that Hollywood, that politics is Hollywood for ugly people. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of truth to that. Heidi says I resemble that remark. But look, Herschel is arguably the greatest college football player to have ever lived. And the fact that he would go, listen, to be a god of the gridiron, I'm guessing is a pretty damn good life. I'm guessing that for a long time people have been, you know, and I've been out on the campaign trail and see how people react to Herschel, and it's very different from, I've been with all sorts of famous politicians, and I've never seen anyone react to people the way they react to Herschel. But the fact that he would take a life that you're rich and famous and successful and people are nice to you, and you step into the garbage of politics, where you know they're going to slander you, they're going to attack your family, they're going to get nasty, they're going to get ugly, they're going to lie about you. You don't have any good reason to do this. For most people, getting elected to office is a step up in status, is a step up in fame. For you, it's a step down in everything. And the only reason you're doing this is you love this country. And your sense of service is real. And it's, look, you have someone like John Fetterman, and God bless, I'm going to serve with Fetterman, and you're going to too. Look, for someone like him, that's a big step up.
Yes.
For Herschel to do this, I think demonstrates such an incredible love for this country that it is a demonstration of service that is remarkable.
Well, my faith talks about service. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to serve. And right now, it doesn't matter. How could I do well if I see my brother hurting? Right now, this country is hurting. Right now, this country is hurting because of this economy. It's hurting because of crime. It's hurting because of open border. It's hurting because of everything that's happening in our schools, in our military, in our police department. But it's because we have people in Washington that have forgotten about the people that elected them to go to serve them. Well, I said, we can correct it. And the way we correct it is by coming together. Even in the Bible, it said a house divided cannot stand. Right now, the people in Washington want to divide us. They want to divide us because they can conquer if they divide us. Well, I want to continue to bring us together.
I want to talk about traditional family values, because before we started, you were talking about athletes and the obsession with transgendered athletes and try to change the way that we do sports between just being men and women. There is a difference. You obviously know that, but as an athlete, you have a very unique perspective, especially at the highest level. And I want to get into that. But before I get to that, Senator, you and I, we said this on the plane right here. We got to make sure people that are listening today get in this fight.
Yes.
You went out and voted.
Yes.
I wanted you to understand we came here as fast as we could because we knew that money needed to be raised. And people need to go to your website. I want you to say it again.
TeamHerschel.com.
And donate. TeamHerschel.com, because you understand this. Democrats right now are raising money like crazy. That's what they do.
That they are printing cash. So I want to speak to two groups of people. Number one, if you are in Georgia, you have been given an opportunity to step up and defend this entire country. I think we are in a good position in Nevada. I think we've got a very good chance at winning in Nevada, Adam Laxalt winning that seat. We have a shot in Arizona as well. But I think that the odds are significant that control of the Senate is going to hinge on the state of Georgia on December 6th. Now, I get, for a lot of folks, me included, it's a little bit deja vu from 2 years ago. We did this before, and it didn't end up good. Well, look, this is a very different time than 2 years ago.
Very different.
And I think the people of Georgia are in a position where they understand they have the opportunity. Listen, if there's a Democrat senator and there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, if a justice dies on the Supreme Court, if there's a Democrat senator, they will rubber stamp the most radical left-wing zealot who will take away your free speech, who will take away your religious liberty, will take away the Second Amendment, who will undermine the rule of law. You look at the radicals, if you don't like the crazies in this administration, look, Joe Biden is nominating people who are extreme. He's nominated three of the leading advocates of abolishing the police to senior positions of the Department of Justice. If there's a Democrat Senate, every one of them gets rubber stamped. Herschel wins, and he's going to win. We can stop those radicals. We can have oversight of the corruption, of the abuse. And so I want to have two messages. Number one, to everyone in Georgia, you need to get out and vote on December 6th. You need to bring your friends. You need to bring your family. You literally have an opportunity where the entire country is counting on you, on Georgia. And I'll say, if you don't live in Georgia, if you live in Texas, if you live in California, if you live in Guam, if you live in Australia. And by the way, this podcast I was looking today is, you know, among the podcasts listened to in Australia,
it is.
India,
Canada,
a little
in Australia.
It's listened to in China. I was a little. I'm kind of worried the Chi-Coms are listening to us.
They're trying to get intel from us.
All right, if you're a Chi-Com, don't give money to Herschel. Yes. Give money to Wardock.
Yes.
But if you're not, go to TeamHerschel.com, TeamHerschel.com, TeamHerschel.com. If we do this right, we'll say that more than Lindsey Graham sends LindseyGraham.com.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think he has that tattooed on his forehead.
That's very true.
But if you're in Georgia, vote and get everyone you know to vote. If you're not in Georgia, give what you can, because this battle, it's not just for Georgia, it's for the whole country.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, friends. You're listening to Verdict with Ted Cruz and Ben Ferguson. We'll be right back to the podcast after I take a minute and tell you about American Hartford Gold Group. If you're like me, you're growing more and more concerned about the future. Inflation is at its highest level in 40 years. Interest rates are skyrocketing. Market experts like Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan not only predict a recession, but they're using terms like economic hurricane and unprecedented. If you really want to protect your future, do what I did. Call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. They can show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. All it takes to get started is a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA or 401k. They make it that easy. They are the highest rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. As an exclusive offer for Verdict fans, you can call them right now, and they'll give you $1,500 of free silver and a free safe on qualifying orders. So don't wait. Call them now. 855-768-1883. That's 855-768-1883. Or text CACTUS to 65532. Again, that's 855-768-1883. Or text CACTUS to 65532. And now back to Verdict with Ted Cruz and Ben Ferguson.
Herschel, this is going to be a family values, I think, fight really big this time around, these last 30 days. Reminding mothers and fathers that you and the Republican Party are a party of traditional values. You have a very unique perspective, as I mentioned a moment ago, as a former athlete. One of these issues is trying to turn boys into girls and girls into boys. I think this is something that a lot of moms and a lot of dads are very concerned about. You have a unique perspective on it, and I want to get your take, because this forcing you to believe that women are the same as men and that women should play with men and men should be able to go act like women, it is total insanity, and it needs to be treated that way.
Well, it has to be treated that way. It's totally insanity. And, you know, you have a sitting senator that voted to put men in women's sports, and that's sort of like at my age now putting me to compete against your daughter. And at my age right now, I can go to the Olympics and win a lot of gold medals against very, very good women. But there's a total difference between a biological man and a biological woman. And I'm not sure why we don't have more people standing up. Why are we having people not standing up? Because I do know the definition of a woman. And I tell people this all the time. It's man and woman. The woman is made from the rib of a man. They're totally different. And we cannot continue to have and put little girls down so they cannot have their dream. If we continue to do and go like we're going, we're totally destroying. Where is the women livers out there? Where are they at? Where are they standing up? Because they've come so far to have people voting in Washington to send them back. And that's the same as what I said that we're doing. We're going backwards rather than going forward. Most of the people that I grew up listening to, Dr. King, he handed off a baton. Well, what did everyone do that got the baton? They just sit it down and start talking about things going backwards. Right now, we got to go forward. The way you go forward by giving everyone an opportunity to go out and have success, giving everyone an opportunity to have that America's dream. But right now, we've forgotten about that America's dream because we put people in Washington that want to give up our energy to our enemy. They want to put men and women in sports. They want to get this border wide open. They want to have a lawless society, and it doesn't work.
Well, and Herschel, you've seen firsthand, you know, I'm the father of two daughters, and my youngest daughter is an athlete. She plays softball. Your sister had a track scholarship. Title IX has been incredible, yes, in terms of giving girls and giving young women the opportunity to compete and compete at an elite level. You know, what does it mean for girls and young women if suddenly biological males can come in and compete? You've competed at the very highest, yes, levels. Is that, explain to folks if that's fair.
Well, you know, one of the things that when Title IX first was introduced, it was Title IX to make it an equal playing field in the amount of women athletes and the sports they would do. It was scholarship.
Yeah.
But then we had people wanting now to bring, let's put biological men in Title IX. That was not what it was designed for.
I've still
for.
Got 1 year eligibility left.
You got 1 year.
I could go back and get, you know, yes, get a master's, right? Ben is a girl, and that's how I identify.
Girl.
I'm not wearing a tennis skirt.
And I think that's what is so sad. That gave women an opportunity to step up like the men were doing. And the same as when you watch today, you watch the women's soccer players, and we have a good soccer team.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to get the same amount of money the men were getting. Well, now if you take some of the men and start putting them in the women's soccer team, now you get rid of the women. Well, that's not right. And I think all women should stand up and say no, and I'm going to be that champion to fight with them. I'm going to fight for them because it wouldn't be right. And I've said this many times. If you look at a 16-year-old young man, put him in tennis, in professional tennis, he have a very, very difficult time competing against a man. But if you take a 16-year-old young woman, put her at a professional level, and she's a good tennis player, she can compete. That just shows you the difference, the biological difference between a man and a woman. That's a big difference, and I think people need to realize that, that have played the sport.
We need to protect women's sports.
We need to protect women's sports. We need to protect women's rights. Because if you can put a biological man in women's sports, what else are you going to start doing? Because they talked about a man can get pregnant. Well, I'm here to tell you, no, they can't. Yeah. No, they can't. We need to erase that out.
There's a reason why you can't. Yes. I said this the other day. I said, you know something's impossible when no one in Vegas will let you bet on it.
Yes.
You cannot bet on that in Vegas. Just can't.
And look, I'll say, when you're dealing with biological men playing women's sports, this is not even an issue. Sometimes people say, well, it's LGBT, trans, it's all this. No, this is a basic question of fairness. And let's be clear, the reason it's unfair is because you've got, on average, men have larger body mass and greater strength. That's not true of every man. That's not true of every woman. Yes. But it is. There are significant differences. And by the way, if there's a woman who wants to compete in men's sports, that's fine. If she's able to do so, and you see that a couple of times, you'll see some field goal kickers in football.
Vanderbilt had one.
Yes.
That's fine because it's not unfair. It's not exploiting an advantage. I ask a very simple question. Why is there a WNBA? Yes. I mean, why have a WNBA? You know, look, there's some great players in the WNBA, but if they had to play against LeBron James, they wouldn't stand a chance. And it's a question of fairness. I mean, look, in addition to being a football legend, you were also a track star. You raced against Carl Lewis and beat him.
Yes, I have. And that's how I said, you look at the times. The times are so much different, whereas the women, Olympic women, times are still in the – they're not even – the college men times are even better than Olympic women times. That shows a big difference in the biological man and a biological woman.
And if you – look, if a woman suddenly is able to run and beat the men, great, more power to her.
Yes.
But it's not fair to say that if she's the best woman alive at the sport, well, tough, you're still going to have to go against men that have, you know, an additional 100 pounds of body mass and strength and try to compete with that.
Yes.
It's shocking. I want to get to the border issue. And, Senator, you need allies on the border issue. Obviously, Georgia, not a border state. You guys still deal with illegal immigration here. You know how much of a disaster is. I think it's very clear the policy of the Biden administration is to have an open border. Nothing's being done down there by accident. This is on purpose. It's deliberate. This is a very important vote that we need in the Senate.
But let me say this here. A lot of people don't know that 70% of the drugs come from the border, goes through Atlanta, Georgia. And even though Georgia's not a border state, but 70% of the drugs are redistributed out of Atlanta because of the port and because of the airport. So we're not a border state, but the border is so, so important to every state, not just to Georgia or border towns, but it's important to – but you got to do – there's laws on the book. This is a great country. And not to be mean, but you don't see anyone during these tough times now trying to cross over into China, trying to cross over into Russia, because this is the greatest country in the world. And if we don't have the laws on the books and keep our border secured, we got problems.
It's certainly an issue, too, fentanyl and the drugs, especially in the African-American community. I was truly shocked when I was watching local news talking about your race, and they were acting like there was only one African-American man in the race. Does that offend you a little bit, that they act like Warnock's the guy that's the true minority candidate? They seem to overlook it with you, and you know the African-American community. You live in the African-American. You grew up. You understand the problems, and drugs are one of those issues that you talk about here in Georgia.
Well, the media is never going to be my friend. And I know that. But like I said, that's what I knew when I got into this race. That's the same as when they're talking about abortion. And that's why I said, if no one has ever seen the debate of Warnock Walker, I wish they can see the debate, because that was a question I asked him. Because, you know, he's a sitting senator, but he also is a pastor. And he believes in abortion with no exception. He believes in abortion. He believes that 9 months a woman can abort a baby. He even said, he voted that if your baby have a that he voted also that if your baby survived an abortion, that he would deny that baby medical care.
Yep.
That is very, very extreme right there. And he is a pastor. But I asked a question to him, because I said, you are a pastor. Well, is that he said a doctor and a patient and the government can't be in the same room. But he forgot that there's a baby in that room as well also. And he forgot he also trying to bring the government back in the room because he wanted the government to pay for it. But if he believes in what he talks about, because he's always talking about separation, he's always talking about the color of your skin. In Atlanta, Georgia, the majority of the baby aborted are black. So does he believe in Black Lives Matter? Does he believe in that? So he has to stand behind things that he preaches about. He has to stand behind things that he says. But don't just say quotes from the Bible without saying the whole Bible verse. And I think that is the problem. That's the reason I say he's a one-trick pony. But that's the reason I said people, we have to vote for people that believe in what they're saying. And the reason I got into this race, I believe in the people. We should turn this back over to the people because the people are the one that should decide. What the Supreme Court did was the correct thing. Turn it back over to the states. Put it back into the people's hand, which is the right thing that they did.
Well, you know, Herschel, one of the things I admire about you is it is really tough to be a black conservative because the left hates you and hates you with a passion. It is a loathing, and the media and the Democrats, they hate you, and they do that some to Hispanics. I'm an Hispanic conservative, and you know Jorge Ramos called me on air a traitor to my race.
Yes,
and they have a particular loathing for an African American who dares to be a conservative, and they go after you in nasty racial terms. Look, Clarence Thomas has endured this for decades on the Supreme Court, where they despise him. Antonin Scalia was every bit as conservative as Clarence Thomas, but they never heaped the kind of scorn and abuse because their view is, how dare a black man disagree? But I got to say, look, the policies of the Democrats, and listen, the Democrats are playing a lot of racial politics here in Georgia. The politics of the Democrats have done enormous damage to the African-American community here in Georgia.
Yes.
Whether you're dealing with crime, when these lunatics let murderers go, who do you think the murderers and gangbangers are killing? And they're killing a lot more African-Americans and a lot more Hispanics than anybody else. Those are the lives. Somehow those black lives don't matter to the Democrats when it comes to education. Raphael Warnock is passionately opposed to school choice. He wants to trap kids in failing schools and give them no hope. And as you know, if you talk to African-American parents, 60-70% of African-Americans support school choice because they want their kids to get an education.
Now, in the lockdowns, I was going to ask you about this because I think there was a lot of... I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and my sister teaches in an inner-city school. And she said it was heartbreaking to watch the kids fall behind that were already behind when you had in-class teaching, but really fell behind when it went into the virtual learning. And it opened up, I think, so many people's eyes, the idea of school choice. This is an issue where Warnock is a guy that says the government is, you know, your child is the property of the government, basically. We decide what's best, not the parents.
Well,
and you want to empower parents.
Yeah, but that was an easy reason why he did it, because the teacher union is one of his big donors.
Yep.
So the teacher union is one of his big donors, whereas, you know, the leader of the teacher union make over $500,000. The average salary of a teacher here in Georgia is in the 50-something thousand. So she's making almost nine times as much, but yet he will have a young kid, instead of putting the money to this kid, he'd rather go along with the teacher union. So he talks about education, but he doesn't believe it. And he's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite, and he knows it. And I called him out on that on stage. That's the reason he got upset. Because if he really believed in school choice, if he believes in charter school, he would have said it. But he didn't say it because he didn't want to offend the teacher union, because they have no say in charter schools. They have
no say. And to be clear, you are absolutely in favor of those things.
Oh, I am.
A hardcore proponent of those.
I am, because every kid deserves the right to a average good education. And that's the way you can get it, by putting the money in the student rather than the institution. And also, I believe that teachers should make more money. But I think the teacher union shouldn't have a say. And they've relished at closing down schools that kids didn't get the education they deserve. But yet, the private schools was open. They were okay with that. So Senator Warnock do not practice what he preached.
Well, and every time that Raphael Warnock has voted on school choice, he's voted against it. Yes. Every time he's had a vote on school shutdowns, he's voted in favor of school shutdowns. We had a vote that I forced on the Senate floor because the D.C. public schools announced a policy that they were going to mandate a COVID vaccine mandate to go to school. And if the kids didn't get a COVID vaccine, they were going to throw them out of school. Only 60% of the African-American students in the D.C. schools, public schools, have the COVID vaccine. I forced a vote on the Senate floor and said, guys, we shouldn't be throwing out of school 40% of the black kids in Washington, D.C. And Raphael Warnock happily stood up with every other Democrat and voted yes, throw 40% of the black kids out of school. I got to say, that is, it is cruel and it's heartless. And you're right, it is paid for by cash from the teachers union, because that's not looking out for the kids if you vote for throwing a 13, 14, 15-year-old African-American kid out of school, turning him into a school dropout. You know that he's much more likely to go down the road to drugs, to crime. You're destroying that kid's life, and yet the Democrats are perfectly happy to do it.
I'll tell you, the teacher union money is going to come into this race.
Yes.
And I will say this to everybody listening. Please share this podcast so that people get to know Herschel more. They understand what type of person he is and why it's so important to give. Go to teamherschel.com and give money, because we're up against, as you said, the teachers unions. And they, and I think this is going to be a nationwide issue. And I will remind conservatives, because I want to put this so you understand, if you think that Georgia isn't going to affect your life, you're wrong. If you think this election isn't going to affect your life, you're wrong. And if you went out and vote on Tuesday for conservative candidates, then this is what you need to do next. This is overtime, and you need to buy a ticket to watch the rest of the game, and that means investing in the race that is going to have a huge impact in this country. Go to teamherschel.com. I want to go to another issue real quick, because I know we got to get to the event, but this is an important one for so many Americans, and that is the Second Amendment. You know, I look at Abrams, and I look at your opponent, and they are one and the same. They want to take away guns, and it's very clear from what they have said. They're no different than one another. They want the government to have all the power.
Yes.
They do not, I think, respect the Constitution, and they certainly don't respect the Second Amendment. And I want people to understand where you stand on that issue.
Well, I'm for the Second Amendment, and anything that's going to try to affect the Second Amendment, I'm going to be against, because we got to continue to have the Second Amendment, and you want to have people that I do not want the government messing with anyone's guns. And I just think that right now, when you have people that want to take away this Constitution, that's exactly what they want to do. They want to stack the court. They want to do whatever they can that's going to hurt the fabric of this country. Well, this country has come so far, and yet you have people now that want to take it back. And I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, and let me make a final point on this. And you're right, we should wrap up, because we got a rally we need to get to. But here's one of the stakes. One of the stakes in this race is control of the Senate. But at this point, we don't know what's going to happen in Nevada. We don't know what's going to happen in Arizona. If it so happens that we don't win those races, and that's a possibility that we don't win those races, if we don't win Georgia either, it means that the Democrats' majority grows from 50 to 51. What does that mean? Well, in the last 2 years, the only thing that stopped the Democrats from ending the filibuster was you had two Democratic senators that stood up and said no, Joe Manchin in West Virginia and Kirsten Sinema in Arizona. Now, I got to tell you, I've served with Manchin for 10 years, and prior to the last 2 years, Manchin had never once stood up to Chuck Schumer on any issue that mattered. We just saw him roll over and screw the coal miners in West Virginia and give in to the Green New Deal on their disastrous bill they just passed. If the Democrats grow their majority from 50 to 51... I think the odds grow 80% that they end the filibuster.
Yes.
That they don't eat, that Sinema can't block it anymore, and that Manchin rolls over. And I'll tell you right now, if the Democrats end the filibuster, they will, number one, they will pack the United States Supreme Court. They will put four left-wing justices immediately on the Supreme Court. And if you care about the Second Amendment, I'll tell you what they will do. They will overrule Heller versus District of Columbia, the landmark decision that held that the Second Amendment is an individual right to keep and bear arms. So quite literally, whether Herschel wins or not could determine whether your Second Amendment right in whatever state you're in exists or is taken away by the Marxists that are leading the Democrat Party. That's what the stakes are in this election.
It's important you get involved. Everybody listening, I'll say it again, please share this podcast. Put it up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and most importantly, if you've never given a campaign before, this is a great time to start. Go to teamherschel.com. That's teamherschel.com and do it.
I'm proud of you. I think it's.
I think my
prayers are with you. The senator, I'm sure, says the same thing. It's going to be a tough 30 days here. But I have a gut feeling your whole life has prepared you for this moment.
It has, and you say you're proud of me, but you don't have to be. This is something I should be doing. After the Lord has blessed me so much, I have to give back. And I watch men and women in service that they went out and they've sacrificed so much. And I watch our men and women in blue where the morale is down, recruitment is down, but they continue to fight on. And this is just a small thing that you can ask from me. It's just to go out and win this seat from a radical Marxist like Senator Warnock.
It's an honor to be on the bus with you, sir. Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming on, taking the time to talk to the country. And we'll be watching, that's for darn sure, the next 30 days. We're going to head off this rally now, and we'll see you guys in a couple days. Make sure you hit the subscribe or auto-download button on the podcast. Don't forget to share it. And most importantly, get in this fight for America, TeamHerschel.com. We'll see you back here in a couple days.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.